I am Manuel. I was a slave of Gerrit Thuis de Roos, which is why they call me Manuel de Gerrit de Roos, even though Master Gerrit died years ago. I arrived in New Amsterdam after a Dutch ship captured a Portuguese ship near Brazil. That was when they were building the fort. We were forced to help them, and later we helped with other work such as harvesting the corn. The work was hard, but the food was not too bad, and we could live without too much trouble or punishment. In 1641, something bad happened. Jan Premero did something unspeakable to his wife, Maria Grande. She came to me, and I talked to the others. Together, the eight of us decided to punish him and give him a thorough beating. So we took him out into the woods behind our houses and started beating him. We didn't mean to kill him, but he died. The authorities knew what Jan had done but wanted to punish us anyway. We all confessed to doing what we did, but we didn't know who struck the final blow. The court then decided to draw lots so that God would decide who was to die. When the name was announced, it was me. So they sentenced me to be hung by the neck. A week later, they brought me out of the prison. They stood me on a ladder and put two ropes around my neck. Then the hangman pushed me off, but the ropes broke and I fell to the ground, still alive. My neck hurt. I heard the bystanders cry out loud, but I didn't understand what they were calling. The magistrates then told us that I had been punished and survived. They said this was a sign from God, and they pardoned all eight of us. Maria married later that year with Jan Fort Orange, one of us eight. Now, some years later, a number of us were freed. Some of us received a plot of land near where we were already living so that we could grow some food. It was not too bad, except that when we were set free, they decided that our children would remain in slavery. That was not just. But later, many were freed anyway. So, from an enslaved man, I became a dead man. And now, a free man.